This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you guys are staying cool. I think this summer our air conditioning has pooped out at least half a dozen times. I apologize. It's happened in the office. It's happened in my little rental home, and we've been cooking. You would think, you know, you'd lose more weight, right, if the place was hot and you didn't have air conditioning, because now you're sweating and you're trying to cool down your body temperature. But studies show that if your thermostat is kept cool, like 68 degrees, not only do you lose weight, but you also sleep better. My problem is we don't have that kind of money where I live to keep that cool. I wish we did. In fact, you know, I would probably rather spend I could probably equate the amount of money I would spend trying to lower the air conditioning down to 68 degrees on liposuction. And I am sure that the liposuction would probably even be cheaper than that. Anyway, I hope you guys are all keeping cool. I hope you all are keeping well hydrated. So the question now is to pee or not to pee. That is the question. Now, a lot of us, we go out to the beach. And we're out there on the beach. And we're like, now I got to go pee. And you go, can I pee in the ocean? Or is that bad? And most of us feel guilty. And we come out and we try to find nearby bathrooms. And we go to the bathrooms, which is very, very good. And some of you are like, what? What are you talking about? The sharks pee and poop. You have fish pee and poop. Taste it. Taste the water. You could pee or poop there, too. Well, now we are getting the thumbs up and the go-ahead and the encouragement from the American Cancer Society to go ahead and pee in the ocean. In a video, it says the components of urine pose no threat to life in the ocean. And, in fact, they actually could be beneficial. Well, we knew that. Okay, I mean, that there's no surprise, because obviously the ocean already is a toilet of animals, fishy stuff. They say the ACS says it's absolutely okay. The first reason is that the urine is mostly water. The average human's urine is composed of 85% water. It also has sodium and chloride. So if you ever don't have enough salt on your pretzel, you could probably just... No, I'm joking. Anyway, by comparison, seawater is 96.5% water, also contains sodium and chloride at a higher concentration. Seawater is a lot saltier than urine, okay? But both contain potassium. So if you think that your little pee-pee, I don't know how many half liters would you urinate out, all right, if let's say you're 500 cc's that you decide to urinate into the pool, into the ocean, that is not going to change the osmolality. In fact, there's some real, real good stuff. Apparently, the urea in your pee is excellent. As our bodies break down proteins in food, urea is the leftover compound. This urea gets released. And remember, the volume of the Atlantic Ocean, let's say you decide to go to, I don't know, Miami, okay, and you decide to pee. Apparently, it's 350 quintillion liters. That's a lot. I don't know what that would be in gallons, all right? And so your urea going into your water, is like 60 parts per trillion, not even much. And urea contains nitrogen. Nitrogen combines with water to make ammonia. What does ammonium do? It feeds plant life. So your plants can eat off your urine. This video also kind of explains that every animal in the ocean also pees in the water. A whale will pee 970 liters of urine per day. That is a lot of pee-pee. So you're doing okay. Now, I know some of you will say, but I don't want to be caught peeing in the ocean. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of cuddle up to a shark, and when the shark pees, I'll pee at the same time, right? You know, we all did it, you know, like with Toots. You know, our kids could be changing a poo-poo diaper, so you figured that would be the best time to let one rip, because then everybody would think it was your baby because he had a stinky diaper. Exactly. We've all done it. So now, they say do not pee in protected areas like reefs. You don't want to ruin any of the coral reefs that are already being ruined. Or if there are smaller bodies of water, and please, for the love of the Lord, do not urinate in swimming pools. They say 3 out of 5 people have admitted to peeing in a swimming pool. Now, I talked about why this is happening, because I always like to look at the psychology of peeing in the pool. A big reason why that happens is, number one, people don't want to get out of the warm water, be cold, have to dry off, and go into the toilet. Okay? You know, it's a pain in the butt, but, you know, we have to do it anyway. But the bigger reason are these toilets near the beach, or these toilets in these community pools, are always wet. Because people pee when they're wet, so their legs are wet. Well, women especially don't want to sit on a wet toilet seat because they have no idea if it's water or if it's urine. And so they feel it's safer to just stay in the pool and pee. What I urge everybody to do is whenever you go to a community pool, etc., bring a big gulp empty cup. So you could go into the bathroom and stand and pee in the cup. You'll have to hug the cup close to you, pee in the cup, and then drop it in the toilet. So if you go with a cup into the bathroom, you don't have to sit on the toilet seat. It's a great idea. That's what our family does. Because otherwise, people are just sitting there and peeing in the pool. It is so bad, and it's so disgusting. I've been in many, many community pools because, you know, I like to go to the hotels during the summer and do staycations. And unfortunately, after the, I don't know, 8th hour, you start to see the pool change a little bit of color. And it's like, people, honestly, you really can't get up and go to the bathroom. The signs are there. But I understand the bathrooms can be really dirty and really wet. I get that. You know, a lot of people also are afraid that they're going to get foot fungus because people are barefoot running into the bathroom. It's wet floor, bare feet. They think they're going to get a foot fungus, so they'd rather just stay in the pool. All right, if that's the case, put on your flippy floppies. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we talk about money a lot on the show because money and health go hand in hand, and there's been a lot of money headlines mixed in with the health headlines. Like yesterday, the headline that only a third of Americans have absolutely nothing put away for retirement. All right, and even more are completely underprepared for retirement. Today, this headline came out that $100 differs pretty significantly from state to state, you know, in terms of how much $100 can buy in the state you're in. And so I figured this next segment, we're going to talk about money, all right, and we're going to come up with ways to make that dollar last. That's going to be your health homework assignment this week. Of course, I give everybody assignments because it's annoying. And then later in the week, I do a pop quiz. So, it's just one of the annoying things I like to do on my show. But I'm going to give you guys this homework assignment. I want you, after we go through some tips, all right, on saving money, I want you to look at your finances. I want you to look at what you're spending on. I want you to do at least 5 of the tips I give you, all right, and see if that's going to get you on your way to saving more and more money. Because remember, I have a whole nother, you know, theory where we are going to have to be putting more and more and more money under the pillow, all right, for our health care. And we need to figure out where we're going to scrape the extra dollar or two from our regular budgets to do that. So you might as well start saving the money now and having a little bit of silo. Whether you spend it on health, whether you spend it on your retirement, either way, it's a win-win. You're saving money. So let's look at this. I guess this is the Tax Foundation. The Tax Foundation uses federal data on regional price variation to calculate just how far a $100 bill goes in all 50 states. There's this map, all right, and it's very, very interesting. Apparently in Mississippi, $100 is worth about $116. All right, you could get a lot for your buck in Mississippi. Yet in Hawaii, that $100 basically shrinks to $85. It's very, very interesting, okay? So you look at this map. This map was being reported by Mail Online, and you get to see how much the $100 really equates to. I live in Nevada, so it looks like it equates to $101.83. So we get a little bit more value for our buck. It's interesting. When they adjust for purchasing power, they find that Kansas has a higher average income than New York for purchasing power because of what the dollar is worth in New York compared to or what the dollar can get. So they say the states where $100 goes the far, this is Mississippi at about $115.74, Arkansas $114.16, Missouri $113.51, Alabama, South Dakota. Yet the states where the $100 is worth the least is District of Columbia, $84.60. Wow. All right. So if you buy $100 worth of stuff, you're really only getting $84 to, you know, what maybe, you know, I would see. Hawaii, $85 worth of stuff. New York, $86. New Jersey, $87. California, $88. In some states, $100 really is worth $100. You know, Florida, Oregon, Illinois, it pretty much is close to that. So the Tax Foundation says the regional cost differences were released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and they said this could help Americans rethink the places that they live. They say Oklahoma has significantly lower average income compared to New York, but when you take a look at how much they can get for that dollar, they actually jump several places in the rankings. And New York falls several places in the rankings, making the real average income in Oklahoma $41,000 and $39,000 in New York. Now, of course, you're looking at the taxes for the high cost of living, etc. So they said $50,000 after taxes in a high cost of living like New York is worth $43,000. Yet in Oklahoma, $50,000 may actually feel more like $56,000. They also look at public policy, like $100 in food assistance to a family in Washington, D.C. would buy less than $85 worth of food, whereas that food assistance you get, that same amount from the government, you'll get more stuff in Mississippi. So the Consumer Price Index, the data to calculate the cost of living variation is taken from the Consumer Price Index. They look at coffee, cereal, fuel, men's shirts, airfares, hospital stays, sporting event tickets, college tuition, funeral expenses, way there to figure out this Consumer Price Index. Now, all right, so the dollar – Even so, whether you live in a state where you think your dollar is, you know, meaning more, we still are faced with the fact that many of us are so underprepared for retirement. It's not even funny. I don't have a pension plan. I don't have a pension. If I stop working, I stop making income. I have no idea what will be out there for Social Security. So it's time for all of us to start finding ways we could save money. I will probably, apparently I was asked to repeat how to save money on your power bill. I'll remember to do a segment on that. These are just some great tips to save money, but I had brought that up and one of you asked if I could review how to save money on your power bill, so we'll make sure we cover that again soon. But, all right, you know, first and foremost, they say, according to thesimpledollar.com, it's great. First and foremost, check your bank. If your bank is taking fees out every month, and you're losing money, let's stop that. All right, these bank fees are ridiculous. Take a look at the bank fees. You may not be able to gain on percentage of what you're making with your savings, but we all know that savings accounts are nice, but that's not really where you make your big return. What you need to do, though, is stop that $15 a month banking fee. That is a crock of, you know what. So try to find these banks that have free checking accounts, free savings accounts. There's ways you could look. I'm not going to give any particular names, but it's very easy to Google, okay? They also say if you want to save money, stop watching TV, because TV is spewing all these ads out and all these cravings. You're going to want to go and buy pizza or that big 5-pound burger when you really weren't hungry to begin with. You're going to want to now jump on a cruise for your vacation, whereas you were just really, really happy just driving out to LA and going to the beach. So those things. A lot of us have little hobbies, and we start to collect things. And some of the things we collect are really not as collectible as we think. I went through this where I started collecting medical antiques, and I started to buy crap, and I didn't realize it because I was already in the zone. For those of you that do that, that have these kind of expensive hobbies, you want to trim the fat and see what you really, really need. They say sign up for every free customer rewards program you can. I used to not do this. I used to buck anybody that had that. Like, for example, Vons Club. I got so mad at Vons because if I didn't have a card, I'd pay more. So if I forgot my card or I forgot my number, why would I go into a store and pay more, et cetera? All right. But if you do, you know, keep yourself organized enough, that is going to translate to savings. And hopefully they're real savings. Hopefully these companies don't up the price before that happens. But definitely hit the sales very, very smartly. Get those, buy 10, get one free, you know, cards where you get stamped, etc. It really, really helps. We talked about Christmas time. Making gifts is a lot smarter than buying gifts. We always talk about how to come up with these real cool gifts. You know, you want to give somebody something really, really nice and really, really cool. All right, you can make your own wine basket rather than dropping $150, $200 plus delivery. You want to make a real cute cooking basket, or shall we say, you want to give a man. Buying for men is a lot harder than women. You want to give a man a great gift. What you do is you get a basket of some real cool tools, really good things around the house, and throw in a $25 Home Depot gift certificate. You wrap it up in some cellophane. That looks pretty damn good. They got tools. They got things they use, plus a gift card. You probably just saved close to $100, and you gave them a real kick-butt gift. They say make sure you master the 30-day rule. When you want to buy something, you have to wait 30 days. Just in case you do impulsive shopping. Invite friends over instead of going out. It's a lot cheaper to have everybody bring a dish, come to your house. You only have to open up maybe a couple bottles of alcohol, and you save a hell of a lot more money than going out to eat and ordering drinks. Not that I am promoting drinking. There's tons of other little things that they also suggest. What we'll probably do is go through them throughout the month. But these thermostats are really interesting where you can program them. That's what we're going to do to save some money. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is cool. Disgusting, but cool. All right. We are going to be able to charge our phone while we sweat. Researchers at the University of San Diego have conceived this innovation where they are trying to figure out how to use perspiration to generate enough electricity to power electronic handheld devices. They are working on bio batteries. This is being reported by Daily Digest News. This is relying on people power, all right? They think it's going to be a very safe, highly reliable, renewable energy source because humans sweat. Other forms of bio batteries, they say, involve the harnessing energy from the warmth of movement, and some even involve using blood flow and the movement of organs. They say, according to lead researcher Dr. Rizzajo Gia of the University of California, San Diego, published in the journal Angolwandity Chemi. Sorry, I wish I could pronounce that better. Says our device is the first to use sweat. It's a proof of concept. They say researchers were sweating over creating a temporary tattoo with implanted sensors that aid in electron transfer that function to utilize the electrons produced from the active ingredient in sweat. Now, what is the active ingredient in sweat? Lactate. The sensor transfers electrons from the lactate, a naturally present molecule in sweat after exercise, to a cathode. The cathode uses the electrons, turns around, and produces electrical energy. The more you sweat, the more potent the energy produced. Researchers have found that less active individuals tend to produce more power, attributing this to the fact that individuals who exercise less get fatigued faster and produce higher amounts of lactate. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second. I can't stand when my battery starts to go down on my iPhone. This may really make you get off your butt and really start to run. I'm excited. I could totally see myself burn as much as possible to charge my phone. I would kegel away if I had to. The researchers have had success with their prototypes in generating a small amount of electricity, 4 microwatts, 1.21 gigawatts thus far, and are working on perfecting the technology to be able to produce enough electricity to meet the needs of the various handheld electronics, which need 10 microwatts. They hope to do this by either making the device more sensitive to the lactate or by incorporating a variety of bio battery cells in circuit. Now, it has been, they are partnering with another company. They are hopefully going to work on this. And, no, do not save your sweat. Do not start getting bottles, nothing like that. No. But that makes sense. We work out. We have the phone charging to us while we're working out. This is just super cool. I don't understand why it's taking so long to do. I think this could be pretty easy. Because look at this. Okay, we have windmills producing energy. We've been able to use water to produce energy, the movement of it. There's got to be some sort of movement. Okay, we have peanut and almond butter being recalled. This blows. I was just thinking about having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They say some peanut and almond butter has had to be recalled because of possible salmonella contamination. The company Hain's Celestial Group, Inc. is doing the recall. Said Tuesday there have been reports of 4 illnesses that may be related to the nut butters. They were sold under the brand names Arrowhead Mills Peanut Butter and Maranatha Almond Butters. And, oh, boy, that sounds good. They're being recalled. They were sold at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Kroger, and Safeway. 45 production lots have been affected. They were also sold in Canada, the Dominican Republic, Hong Kong, etc. What are symptoms of salmonella poisoning? Well, salmonella poisoning could be nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain. I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, it's like Ebola. Ebola is still different. Ebola comes on with high fever. Ebola also has muscle aches, etc. Yeah, you could kind of get that with salmonella too. This is going to be really confusing once winter hits. Anyway, the typical symptoms generally develop within 1 to 3 days of exposure to the bacteria. They can last up to a week. Now, usually your salmonella infections could be extremely serious in your kids, in your elderly, so we strongly urge you guys to make sure you check what they're eating. And when it comes to, a lot of us will, you know, leave mayonnaise out or will, you know, leave food out. And it's frustrating to me that we don't really use a lot of sense when it comes to our food. We think that the stomach acid is going to handle a lot of it. It can, but sometimes these bacteria are pretty resilient, and sometimes these things know how to sneak through. So, you know, keep your eye out, because we learned our lesson from Listeria. Do not mess around. Do not mess around when it comes to foodborne pathogens. Fox News is reporting which cities get the most sleep. This is very, very interesting. Apparently, Melbourne wins in terms of people sleeping the most. Tokyo sleep the least. Americans just need more sleep overall. Apparently, this is a data set released to the Wall Street Journal by Jawbone. These guys make a digitalized wristband called the UP and tracks how its users move and sleep. It looks at thousands of UP users from Beijing to Orlando, and it gives a glimpse into the sleeping patterns. Costs about $150 for the device. They say it is a small sample of people, but you know, it's interesting. You know, there was another study looking at how, like, many, like, New Yorkers, let's say, they tend to get up early and work their butts off and go to bed early. Yet you'll find other cities, they'll kind of work late, sleep late. Vegas is interesting. I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have a lot of shift workers. And so our sleeping habits are really, really varied, because you have three shifts. You have the day, you have the swing, and then you have graveyard. And these shifts can all be extremely busy depending on where you're working. And so a lot of people think, well, you know, graveyard shift, you can take a nap. Oh, hell no. Graveyard is when things get really, really rowdy. 2, 3, 4 in the morning, those could be very, very peak times for some of these shifts. And so I have to yell at my patients, because they'll come home at about 7 a.m., and then they'll fall asleep, pick up the kid from preschool at 11, and then maybe they'll take another nap, and that's not the right amount of sleep. That's never the right amount of sleep. I always tell everybody we want 7 to 9 hours of sleep. It needs to be not in steps. We make a huge mistake sleeping in steps, trying to do 2 hours here, 4 hours here. No. All right? You need to repair yourself. This is the time for your body to repair itself. Your body needs sleep. It mandates sleep. Some of you that have trouble losing weight, I'll ask you, you know, what's your sleeping patterns like? I'm like, oh, I'm up all the time, so I should lose weight. Oh, hell no. You're not going to lose weight if you don't sleep, because your body is going to be in shock. Your body is going to start to slow down metabolism, because it's going to think that you're going to need more energy sources because you don't sleep. Let your body think that there's going to be rest times. So then it allows your metabolism to start to speed up a little bit. Okay? Let it know. Don't let it think that it has to hold on to food and hold on to as much nutrients as possible, because you're going to be doing 36-hour back-to-back shifts like I did. It was amazing. I gained weight during those overnighters because my body didn't know what the heck to do. It was in stress. So obviously sleep is important. When you do shift work, make sure you got those blackout curtains. Make sure the cats and dogs and pets are away from you. Make sure you don't get woken up, because simple wake-ups really mess up your REM. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
All right, guys. guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This headline definitely stirred up some controversy. If you want your marriage to last, have a big wedding. No. How could that even be true? But wait a second. There's always psychology at play, and so we'll touch upon that. First and foremost, they say if you want to improve your odds of having a high-quality marriage, try not to have too many sexual partners before you meet the one. That I understand. That's a study that's been out. We've talked about that many times. The less sexual partners you have, then hopefully the more special your partner is, the less you run into. That is always so hard when you run into ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends, right? With your, that's just tough. That is, especially when you all were friends. I think that's very, very difficult. I dated a lot of my husband's friends, best friends. That was difficult. But I was also a good girl. So luckily, we could all still be at the same dinner table. Okay? You know, and the reason why my husband knows that I'm not lying is because if his friends did sleep with me, they wouldn't be able to hold their food down. Okay? At the thought of looking at me now. So, you know, we're all able to kind of hang out and be together, et cetera. Okay, anyway. Okay, so we have some researchers from the University of Denver who have studied 418 people who participated in the relationship developmental study. All of them were single between the ages of 18 and 40 when they joined the study. All of them had tied the knot by the time the researchers checked in with them 5 years later. So the goal was to watch and identify patterns of behavior, all right, to see who had a successful marriage, how did they be able to, you know, continue a successful marriage, etc. So the researchers asked study volunteers questions about their marital happiness, how much they confide in another, believing things are going well in their relationship, thoughts of divorce. Those who ranked in the top 40% were considered to have high quality marriages. I think my husband and I have a high quality marriage, but it's because we don't do a lot of that. We don't confide in each other. We don't think about divorce. We don't stop and think if we're happy. We just do. Because if we, you know, if my husband stops for a second and looks at me in my moo-moo, right? with unshaved legs, opening up a can of Chef Boyardee for dinner with a wooden spoon, telling him, don't even think about it, I have a headache. If my husband stopped for a second and took a snapshot look at his marriage, he would flee. So the way, if I had to give any Dr. Dahlia advice on how to keep a marriage going, is just keep blinders on and just live each day to the next. One day you'll die. Right? We'll all die, God forbid, and the marriage will be over. But if you stop and you look around and you see what's going on and what you got, you're going to want to leave. All right. So, whew. All right. The researchers Galena Rhodes and Scott Stanley emphasize that the choices men and women make long before they say I do have a strong influence on their marriages later. They go, what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas, so to speak. Yes, it does. I live in Vegas. What happens in Vegas does stay in Vegas, okay? That's why you come to Vegas. Next, study volunteers were asked how many sexual partners they had before they got married, and their response on average was 5. But, No, my husband is not reading this article. But 23% of them, no, I was actually, I really was a good girl. I went through a religious phase. I was really good. But 23% of them had slept only with the person they married. Now, that's good. And they scored higher on the marriage quality test than those who had more experience. I asked him, but that is important, okay? The one thing I did wrong, and I'm not talking about sex. Oh, we don't have enough time for me to talk about that. But the one thing I had done wrong with my relationship with my husband is when he would try to teach me stuff about the car, Right? Like for example, he would want me to tighten the gas tank. You know, when you put in gas and you tighten the gas cap, you know, close it. He said tighten up really, 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 really tight. And I had an ex-boyfriend that told me not to do that. Okay, and so I always keep it a little bit loose. And so one day my husband was kind of griping at me for doing that. I go, no, 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 because so-and-so told me not to. And so-and-so was an ex-boyfriend. Never, never quote ex-boyfriends to your husbands. Boy, was that stupid. Yeah, well, you know what, that's okay. Look, he's still with me. I must have done something right. No, I didn't do anything to make it up. I still believe what my ex-boyfriend taught me about cars was right. I really do. My husband could teach me about other stuff. Just don't teach me about cars. I was already schooled on cars. I know what I'm doing. Okay, anyway. Let me see. Yeah, we're still moving on. This isn't done. Okay, they say the women with higher numbers of sexual partners were less happy in the marriage. You know, honestly, yeah, because, I mean, if you've tried other things and it's not what you're, you know, getting now on a regular basis, you can miss it. So that is definitely an issue. All right, then you have the big marriages and the big weddings. Apparently, people who had bigger weddings tended to stay longer with their spouse. Now, for me, my guess is the psychology behind it is now you have a lot of witnesses. So you have a lot of witnesses now watching the marriage happen. And do you really want to explain to all those people who went to JCPenney and got you what you, you know, registered for, that you are now divorcing the person and you're not going to give them their gift back? So sometimes more people at the wedding could do that. They said 3% of college-educated couples had a baby before they got married, and they reported a high-quality marriage. 44% of college-educated couples who had not had a child. So that's interesting. Having a child before marriage helped increase the quote-unquote high-qualityness of that. All right. Among, 11% did not have a formal wedding ceremony. 28%, I guess, said, anyway, just a bunch of numbers. All right. They also say if the mother-in-law went to the wedding, it was doomed. No, no, no. Mother-in-laws are going to go to the wedding. That should not be a factor. It happens, okay? My mom came to our wedding. My mother-in-law was there at the wedding, okay? We got blessings. You know, you actually need it. I would say if you don't invite the mother-in-law, not only are you doomed, you're dead. So at that point... All right, so for more marriage advice, you can always email me at drdahlia.com. Yeah, I don't know if I'm giving you guys advice on marriage. I kind of give you advice on how not to get dumped. Because I got to tell you, I mean, I've been married 17 and a half years, and my husband has not left me yet when he probably should have over and over and over again. So that's probably where I'm an expert. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Lance Armstrong is back in the news. I think he wants to write another book. He says that he would still, this is in a CNN phone interview, he would probably still be lying about doping if a federal investigation had never found him out. Remember, he used performance-enhancing drugs like erythropoietin to get through his Tour de France competitions, winning multiple titles and awards. He was stripped of his 7 Tour de France victories. He was banned for life from racing in 2012 by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency after it accused him in a report of engineering one of the most sophisticated doping schemes in sporting history. He says, once you say no, you have to keep saying no. He said, I'd probably still be saying no. He's about to take on a bunch of lawsuits coming up his way in the next year or two. But he wants to write a book. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.